relationships as a spiritual path. So relationships can serve several purposes. On one hand, relationships can serve this very biological purpose of raising families, procreation, evolution, expansion of life on this planet, right? And on the other hand, synonymously with this, relationships can be seen as a very spiritual journey to heal our inner child wounding, heal our ancestral karma, our ancestral lineage, of raise the consciousness for our lineages on this planet, for life itself. And we are doing this in connection because those wounds, they were created in connection. And so they must be healed in connection. And this is very important, although often a very difficult undertaking, a very courageous journey that we take in relationships. And so in the beginning of a relationship, of a romantic partnership, our partner can seem so amazing. They're meeting all of our needs and they're so beautiful and all their quirks are so wonderful, such wonderful quirks. And as time goes on, in about 6 to 18 months, depending on the quality of the relationship, suddenly those very same quirks are starting to not look so good. Something about our partner can really trigger us, or some of their habits can be found really annoying, and suddenly things are getting harder. Suddenly we're feeling emotions that we don't want to feel. Suddenly our needs may not be getting met as well as they were in the very beginning, or so they seemed to be getting met in the very beginning. And things are starting to get a little bit more complex in relationship. And this is where the deep dive happens, and this is where the opening of healing really starts to unfold as well. Because you see, all of our inner child wounding, those relating patterns that we formulated in our brains as little children, they're starting to come online and replicate and recreate in our adult relationships, especially in the romantic partnerships, because those are the ones that are so intrinsically intimate, right? It's in the intimacy that all of our wounding comes to the surface, so that we can heal it and raise the consciousness of it and bring it into the light. And so exploring the inner child, the wounded inner child of our youth, is really, really fundamentally critical and important in getting our needs met in adult relationships and feeling connected, feeling loved, feeling seen, feeling heard, and feeling sovereign and empowered in this dance of relationship. A relationship can be seen as a dance, as a play between our own sovereignty and synergy with another. And how do we stay in connection without giving ourselves away? This is really important. How do we stay in connection without giving ourselves away? Because very often, the very unconscious experience is, I have to give myself away in very familiar ways to feel loved, to feel connected, to get some of my needs met. And over time, this pattern creates discourse, creates discord, it creates distance, and it creates, replicates this very old story of how we're not loved, seen, or met in a relationship, and it has to do with early childhood wounding. So, in early childhood, between the ages of 0 and 6, all of our relating superhighways are locked and loaded in this very early age. And ironically, this is the age where we don't have a lot of access to memory, right? To long-term memory. And so our relating patterns that were shaped and molded in early childhood development are basically organized into 4 superhighways, 4 emotional superhighways of anger, sadness, fear, or joy. Those are the 4 primary emotions, and they're primary because infants learn to recognize them on the faces of their caregivers. And they learned how to strategically stay in connection with their caregivers based on the reactions, the emotional reactions that they saw on the faces of their caregivers. And so at any point in time, as children, as adults now in relationship, we are always feeling at least one of these emotions of anger, sadness, fear, or joy, or a combination of them. Often we don't want to feel them. And in relationship, they come up and they come up very strongly. And sometimes they're very hard to tolerate. And so we react. It's like we don't want to feel them, so it's the other person's fault. If only they took out the garbage, I would not have to feel these places, these emotions of maybe sadness, maybe fear, maybe anger, right? And these emotions, they take us home. They are designed to take us home into our needs, into our needs. Emotions are one of the central identifications of the human experience as our needs. We are born, and from the first breath that we take, we have a need for that breath until our last dying breath. Our human experience is filled with needs, needs of safety, needs of getting fed, needs of feeling connected, needs of feeling seen. And these needs are very different from wants. Wants may look like taking out the garbage. The need underneath that is feeling heard, feeling met, feeling seen, feeling loved, feeling shown up for, right? And so understanding the difference between wants and needs can really further our connection in a relationship. And the key to that is feeling our emotions, feeling the anger, feeling the sadness, feeling the fear and the joy, and feeling them on our bodies. Our emotions, they're a somatic embodied experience. They don't live somewhere in the mental space. They feel on our bodies. So if we're going through heartache, we may feel the sadness in our heart. It's a physical sensation. When we may feel fear, it's a physical sensation. Maybe it's in our gut, yeah? And so understanding our emotions as they take us home into our needs. How do we keep ourselves safe as we feel these emotions, are informed by our needs? What kind of boundaries we create? How do we enforce these boundaries? Where do we need our boundaries in our relationship with the other? All of this is informed by our primary emotions. And the more contact we have with our emotions, the more we feel them in the present moment on our bodies, the more aware we are of our needs, the more we're able to create and maintain clear but flexible, strong boundaries and communicate them effectively in our relationship so that we can get our needs met. So it is not a game of blame, shame, or guilt of the other or ourselves, that it is actually an empowered dance of sovereignty in relationship to the synergy we have with the other. Very important, very beautiful, very expansive, but also very difficult spiritual journey, this place of relationship. And I will have more of these talks on the different aspects of relationship, including sacred sexuality, conflict resolution, needs versus wants, and how do we navigate these very difficult places of emotions. So continue following me for more. Thank you and blessings.